on location at the Antiquarius Cafe using a kind of ghetto tape recorder to do my interview here with the boys from Jake and the Leprechauns, Charles-Antoine and Philippe. But at the same time, there's something about the feel of what you guys have been doing that kind of has this great appreciation for all kinds of things. The fact that it's listed that in your list of many instruments employed, that other rubbish or all sorts of other rubbish is actually one of the things listed on your MySpace page. So tell me about the launch of this new CD. Tell me about the feel of working on this and now bringing it home. Phil?
Well, it's a long time coming. I mean, we've been working since September, basically, and we were expecting a launch in December. And a bunch of things happened, and delays in the production stages, and so now it's June, and it was time. This thing had been sitting in various locations waiting for us to release it. We're really excited to release it tonight.
Well, we're certainly excited to hear it. And I think, the beginning of summer, right now, we hit solstice, the longest day of the year was yesterday. I think that everybody's in the mood for something new, and the feeling of this, from one track to the next, and I'm going to launch this at you, Charles-Antoine, the great thing about this CD is there's kind of a something for everyone feel from one track to the next. Tell me about the going into production and producing something that's so varied.
Well, I've grown up listening to a lot of artists that were like I don't know if you know Sean Phillips.
Yes, absolutely. He was here last week, in fact, at the Granada.
Yeah. So a Sean Phillips disc, it's like from one track to the other. It's like a different. A different mood, and I like, and I really like that about our a disc. So it came very natural to me to make the track as specific as can be.
Okay, now in that spirit, like it goes right to I would say the first track is probably the one that has the most of the most smooth and produced and polished feel, and it goes right down to the very last. The 14th track on the album is so raw and so broken down. It's very, very basic voice and I'm not sure if it's a ukulele or I love that transition, and as you really accompany the listener. So when you put it on at track one and listen all the way through, it carries you. How do you like that train background we just had there? It was kind of an organic sound. So another thing I really appreciate actually about, now this is something that listeners won't be able to see, but when they go and buy the CD, because they really should have this in their hands and not just buy it necessarily, you can buy it online I'm sure as well, but the idea of buying the CD, there's something really beautiful about that, and there's a very slick feel to what this actually looks like. You feel like you're unwrapping something, and that's I like the attention to detail that you guys have for the way this looks. Tell me about the appearance of putting together your jacket for your CD. Phil?
It's something that's always been really important to me. Like, I still completely believe in actual physical albums that you can buy that have an order to them. I don't have anything against MP3s per se, but I don't necessarily like the fact that people mix a bunch of things together that weren't supposed to be mixed together. Like, I liked old mixtapes and stuff, but the fact that people don't buy albums anymore, I mean, so for us, it was really important. It was never a question of just releasing it digitally. We were going to do an album for sure. But also at the same time, the waste that goes into the production of an album, like plastic-wise and everything, something that bothers me. So I wanted it to be recycled cardboard, recycled paper. But I wanted to look nice as well. And I like to have the lyrics in there for the listeners, and so it took a long time, and we have a collaborator that's worked on all three of our albums that does the graphic designing and everything, so we're really happy with how it turned out.
Now, and what about the title? I'm so intrigued about At Midnight, the Birdsong, because I'm sure that you guys would agree, when there is an album that you really love and become hooked on, there's something to be said for when it has a title that grabs you. It's like a favorite pair of jeans. It's that sort of thing that makes you kind of perk up your ears and wonder about it. So, Charles, do you want to go with that one?
Well, I'll leave Philippe with this one, because we found the title, so.
Okay. Go ahead, Philip.
Well, you know, in poetry, just generally, for me, titles are very important in how they inform the reader about the poem itself, even though sometimes they seem unrelated. I think they can sort of put you in a mood to read the poem and inform you about either thematically or the significance of the poem or whatnot. But for me, this is what it does. Like, it just puts you in a certain mood when you start listening to the album, and it has a certain significance thematically with the collection of songs that's on the album.
I think it's so well put together, guys, that this is a real treat for the listeners, and it's just so great to have you here in Sherbrooke. And it's kind of nice to actually be sitting here outside on Wellington Street doing this interview, because this is really bringing it home to us and to your listeners here. So congratulations on an amazing, it's a work of art. And I was thinking when I was listening to it, one of the things that I think about a lot is genres and influences and what people are into. And to me, this is like telling somebody to say, well, what does a lollipop taste like? What does a red lollipop taste like?
Like, it sounds red.
It sounds like something that you have to listen to in order to understand exactly where it's coming from. So congratulations, guys. It's great. And we're going to be playing at Hardcore at CJMQ. So thanks a lot, and happy launch this evening. So thanks.
Thank you so much.